Stay Jacobs is the editor of Letters, a publication from Camp Rehoboth. She says she was giving a live Zoom presentation on LGBTQ history for a community center when she and her audience were Zoom bombed.
We were all in the waiting room, and then we all came in to start the program. And all of a sudden, we were bombed by three individuals who were screaming and with loud music, horrible music, and films of the KKK, cross burnings.
Jacobs says three people were also typing hateful phrases in the chat area. In another instance, a same-gendered interracial couple in Lewis, Charlotte King, and Amy Wiest had their yard vandalized when someone chemically burned the word Trump into their lawn. And the Lewis Fire Department's assistant fire chief, William Buckaloo, made Facebook posts using hateful and offensive language. He is suspended pending a full investigation by the fire department. Camp Rehoboth Executive Director David Mariner says his nonprofit wants people to know that they remain committed to supporting the entire community.
And we know that folks have been affected by these particular incidents, so we've reached out to people. We offer short-term counseling for individuals who need help when they're going through something like this.
Confidential short-term counseling at Camp Rehoboth is always available by calling 227-5620. Kelly Steele, Delaware Public Media.